The rug was pulled under us. Like, we just weren't expecting this at all. We were expecting the contractor to begin the new school build, and 2 days before the tender was up, we found out that this wasn't happening, and we just don't know now what's happening. We can't get a date. When is it going to happen? Like, we're in these prefabs now for 24 years, and they're second hand when we got them, you know, and we just need a new school building now. But we do want to congratulate Scullawarra and their new school. Like, you know, we're very happy that they got theirs. Like, it's just we were so close, and we were just like, some reassurance or some answers to the questions that we're looking.
In terms of the cost of schools, we know the costs are rising. We know that budgets aren't unlimited. Is it your fear that when you are given the go-ahead, contractors may turn around and say, look, our costs have gone up 30%, our costs are up 40%, and the department says, well, look, we can't match that?
Well, that's it, exactly. Yep. If that happens, then if you say, if inflation and that's going on the money, if that happens, then could we go back to square one? Could we set back even further?
In terms of what the minister said or didn't say today, we know she met with some teachers and principals and others from a number of schools this morning in Creasla. The feeling after that meeting, particularly among your own staff, was that you weren't given the audience you deserved and you weren't given the hearing you deserved.
No, well, that's right. No, we came out deflated. We were just disappointed. Like, we didn't get any answers to any of the questions. We're not any further forward than what we were this morning.